It is Sunday, October 14, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So here's something coming up at the Walton Arts Center that I'm fascinated by.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Caravan Sarai, or Sarai, depending.
Sarai.
I've heard it several different ways. But what it means is when people were crossing the desert, they would come to meeting places. You know, they were crossing in caravans, camels, horses, come to meeting places where they would stop and share food and share stories and share music. And the show is exactly that. It's bringing the culture of the Muslim world, and Morocco specifically, to smaller cities where we might not be accustomed to that culture. And it's coming to the Walton Arts Center Thursday.
It's part of the 10 by 10 series.
It is, and it's really interesting. I talked to Ziba Rahman, who is the artistic director for this company. This is the second year. I think they did Pakistan last year. And she grew up in Cambridge, England, and in New York City, but she is Muslim. And she said after September 11th, she immediately became someone different to her neighbors. So her mission is to try to build bridges and find peaceful ways for people to learn about each other. And this performance piece produced by Arts Midwest is a perfect way to do that. There will be all sorts of music. I'm not even going to attempt pronunciation of the names, but one of the musicians is an oud virtuoso.
That's pretty cool.
And he's electrified his oud. So she compares it.
I don't even know what that is.
It looks sort of like not a banjo, because it's kind of pear-shaped.
Right. It looks like a gourd, right?
Right.
Kind of if you had taken a gourd and made an instrument
right.
out of it. I mean, that's
it's a pear-shaped,
not doing it justice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But without strings, with things that you pluck.
Yes, with strings.
Yes.
Okay. And it's beautiful. And she says him electrifying it has changed this music as much as Bob Dylan electrifying folk music.
Wow.
So that's really interesting. His is the music of the northern part of the country, I believe. I may have completely messed that up. But there'll also be an ensemble performing who are the African Moroccan tradition. So they'll be making music that folks who were enslaved would have made in Morocco. And their music came to the New World through Northern Africa and ended up in New Orleans, where it was part of the transformation into gospel and blues and jazz.
Should be an incredible night.
It will be an incredible night, and tickets start at $10.
Right.
That's 7 o'clock on Thursday at the Walton Arts Center. There's an artist talk beforehand at 6. There's also a residency going on at several schools and at the University of Arkansas on October 20th. There will be a family workshop at 10:30 at the Fayetteville Public Library.
All right.
This afternoon, the United Way Fall Festival from noon until 5:30 at Gentry City Park. There's a community cinema showing of a documentary called As Goes Janesville.
That's across the street.
At 2 o'clock at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Katie Hendrickson moderating.
Katie Hendrickson moderating. Boy, a busy Sunday for her.
Mm. And there's a birthday party at the Clayton House in Fort Smith for William H.H. Clayton, including appearances by Deputy U.S. Marshal Bass Reeves.
Right.
And the trial of outlaws Bell and Sam Starr.
It's not going to end good for them, I don't think.
Probably not.
No.
2 to 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Clayton House in Fort Smith, and it's free.
Okay.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.